Solana company backs Kazakhstan's 6BR Alatau crypto megacity. The Solana company, a NASDAQ-listed crypto treasury firm, has signed a memorandum of understanding to help build out Alatau City, Kazakhstan's planned digital-first megacity. The deal puts a U.S.-listed balance sheet behind one of Central Asia's most ambitious state crypto projects, and it landed the same week the firm's chair was talking up the Solana ecosystem's push into the region. The agreement was reported by Cointelegraph on June 30, 2026. SOL traded at $73.59 as of that date, up 1.4% on the day and 6.8% over the prior week, one of the few green tickers in a market sitting at an extreme fear reading of 17 on the Fear and Greed Index. BTC was at $59,298, down about 1% on the day. Inside the four-part agreement, the MOU covers four work areas: a digital asset treasury, blockchain infrastructure, accelerating institutional blockchain adoption, and platform development. The Solana company will take part in developing the Alatau Crypto Cluster, a pilot zone set up as a special economic area where crypto is permitted for everyday transactions rather than just trading or holding. An MOU is a statement of intent, not a binding capital commitment, and that distinction matters here. The company has not pledged a fixed dollar figure to the project. It has instead attached its name and its public market credibility to a government build-out that is still at the blueprint stage. Joseph Chi, the firm's chair and CEO, framed it as a regional expansion. "We look forward to deepening this partnership and expanding the Solana ecosystem's footprint across the region." The Solana Foundation signed a separate MOU with Alatau City, so this is two distinct entities, one a public treasury company and one the Networks Foundation, plugging into the same project from different angles. The $6 billion number, in context, the headline figure comes from a June 2026 roadshow that Alatau City ran through Shenzhen and Hong Kong. That roadshow produced 30 cooperation agreements with a combined investment potential of $6 billion. That is interest and intent across 30 counterparties, not money in the ground. Treating it as committed capital would overstate where the project is. Alatau City itself was built on the village of Jetigen, redesignated as a city and renamed. President Kassym Jomart Tokayev first presented it internationally in May 2024. The pitch is a smart city stacked with AI, digital identity, blockchain rails, low-altitude aircraft, robotaxis, autonomous drones, and hydrogen energy. The crypto cluster is one piece of a much larger futurist program. Kazakhstan's Solana tilt, Kazakhstan, has been steering specifically toward Solana. The country launched Central Asia's first Solana economic zone in Astana in 2025, and the Kazakhstan Stock Exchange listed a Solana ETF in the week before this MOU. A state that has historically been known in crypto for its Bitcoin mining footprint is now building institutional plumbing around a single smart contract network. For anyone holding SOL or using Solana-based payment products, the read is straightforward. A sovereign is treating the network as core infrastructure rather than a speculative asset. Several consumer cards already settle on Solana rails, including options from Solflare and Solana-linked products at KAST, so a state-level zone that legalizes crypto for daily spending is the kind of jurisdiction where those rails could actually get used at the point of sale. The gap between the pitch and the ground. The skeptical case is in the source reporting. Kazakhstan's National Bank and Financial Monitoring Agency have raised constitutional concerns about the crypto cluster, which means the legal foundation for letting people spend crypto in a designated zone is not fully settled. More basic still, current residents of the area lack gas, water, electricity, and internet connectivity. A megacity that runs on robotaxis and blockchain identity is being promised on land that does not yet have reliable power. None of that makes the MOU meaningless. State-backed crypto zones in the UAE and elsewhere started as paper commitments before turning into real licensing regimes. And a U.S.-listed company attaching its name carries reputational weight that a purely local announcement would not. But the distance between a signed MOU, $6 billion of investment potential, and a functioning city where you can pay for groceries in stablecoins is large, and it will be measured in years, not weeks.